So my wife and I, as was pointed out, we've written about 12 books. This is our most recent one. It's called Immortality. What we did was we went through big universities, anthropology departments, through the National Geographic, 60 years of National Geographics, and picking up information on the longest-lived cultures on Earth. We put them all in this book. I was surprised that they didn't take all the long-lived cultures that they featured on cover articles and put them in one publication, one magazine. They didn't do that, so my wife and I did. We gave them plenty of credit, but they should have done it a long time ago, so we put all 20 of the longest-lived cultures in the world that they've done great stories on over the years. Plus, we had a lot of stuff from the agricultural departments of the countries they came from, plus universities in those countries where they did anthropological studies on them. First of all, the top 20 longevity cultures are all third world cultures. Not a single first world or industrialized culture that's in the top 20 longevity cultures. I found that kind of amazing. No doctors, no pharmacists, no pharmacies, no pharmaceuticals, no hospitals, no clinics, no private insurance, no government insurance. The top 20 longevity cultures on Earth. They have five generations living in the same household. No need for hospice, no need for recovery centers, rehab centers, no need for daycare. And the culture gets passed down through five generations. They're uniform. As a result, they have 40 times 100-year-olds we have here in North America. Between Canada and the United States, we have 100-year-old per 10,000, according to Harvard and McMaster Medical Schools. We have 100-year-old per 10,000. These cultures, the top 20 longevity cultures, have 100-year-old per 250 of their population. I want to know what they know. Well, it turns out they don't have any utilities either. No electricity, no propane, no natural gas. Their common fuel is wood. So we put a fire here on the cover of the book, Immortality, to the fire icon to show that was very important to longevity. Now, why would that be important? Anybody raise your hand if you went to your grandpa's house and he still had a wood stove? Anybody remember wood stoves? Am I the only one? Okay, there's just, I don't know, 10% of the people in the audience still remember wood stoves, okay? And what did Grandpa do with the wood ashes? Where did the wood ashes go every morning? Into the garden! Now, wood ashes are not ashes. All the carbon in the wood was burnt, and the powder that's left are the minerals that the tree sucked up out of the ground. Now, are all wood ashes, aka plant minerals, all over the world, are they the same? No. If there's only three minerals in the soil, the wood ashes only contain three minerals. If there's 48 minerals in the soil, the wood ashes contain 48 minerals. So what would you suspect about the mineral content of the soil in these top 20 longevity cultures? They have more than 60 minerals in their soil, according to the universities in their country, their agricultural departments. I didn't have to do it. It was already done. I just knew how to ask the question. Well, they still put the wood ashes, the plant minerals, into their gardens, and they eat simple things like peas and beans and squash and sweet potatoes and corn and so forth, but they're getting those minerals from the soil recycled through themselves. All right? Now, there are places like Somalia where the average lifespan is 29. There's places like Costa Rica where the average lifespan is 90. Now, if you take a newborn baby from Costa Rica in the Nicoyan Peninsula, where the actual culture is, these long-lived people, the Nicoyans, and you take that child, that newborn child, down to Somalia and feed him as a Somalian, he's going to live to be 29. You take this newborn Somalian and take him to the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica and feed him as a Costa Rican, he will live to be 90. You see, everybody has a genetic potential, don't they? If you're just getting bread and water, are you going to achieve your genetic potential for health and height and speed and strength and longevity? No! You must have all the raw materials to achieve your genetic potential. And being an expert in yoga and being spiritually elevated doesn't give you minerals. Bam! You're dead! And you must appreciate that. They say, what about all these, you know, guys living up in the mountains? Well, what are they using for fuel? They're using wood. They just happen to live in a place with lots of minerals, right? That's why all the monks go there, because that's a place of long life. They're not dumb. They don't know all the chemistry, but they know, well, people live a long time there. That's where I'm going to live, right? Okay, it's pretty simple. Also, these top 20 longevity cultures get all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And they all do it different ways because they live at different elevations, they live in different countries, in different longitudes and latitudes. Some live in jungles, some live in deserts. But the common thread is they all get the 90 essential nutrients, and they certainly get all 60 essential minerals. And so we tell you their recipes and the foods they grow there and the things they do to make it happen. They all live on calorie-restricted diets. How many of you heard that a calorie-restricted diet is very healthful, can help you live longer? Well, the reporters who talk about that never give you the scientific details. There is a little caveat that goes along with a calorie-restricted diet. You must have a biochemically perfect diet. The nutrition in that diet must be perfect. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. Then you cut the calories. You're getting optimal amounts of those 90 essential nutrients. It will double your lifespan. But if you don't have a perfect diet biochemically and you cut your calories in half, you starve to death. There's a big difference between flourishing and living a long, healthful life and starving to death. But you have to have the 90 essential nutrients. Now, these people are illiterate. They're all illiterate. The top 20 longevity cultures on Earth are illiterate. So how do they know about calorie-restricted diet? It's a dumb accident. They're so poor they can only afford 900 to 1,000 calories a day. The average Canadian and American live on 2,500 to 3,200 calories a day. We take in 3 times the calories these people do. They also don't eat any of the bad things. They don't eat any fried foods. They don't eat any or drink any carbonated drinks. They don't use cooking oils. Not because they wouldn't if it were available to them, but they're so poor they can't afford these things. Who's going to build a drive-through where there's no roads, no money, no utilities? If they built it, nobody would come. And 3 guys on burros going through every day ain't going to count, right? It's not going to work. Now, one interesting thing we found was they all take in 20 times to 50 times the antioxidants that the industrialized nations do. They all, as measured by auric points. And this was the National Geographic and the Harvard and the McMaster's longevity studies every year come out. They take in 20,000 to 50,000 auric points a day. Americans and Canadians, on the average, take in 1,500, 1,500. They take in 20 times to 50 times the antioxidants we do is actually measured by auric points. How many of you have heard of super juices? Goji, mangosteen, things like acai berry, pomegranates, noni, maki berry, all these really weird juices. Well, this is where they came from these long-lived people. People go visit them, want to find if they're eating these wild, these weird berries we've never heard of. That must be their secret. And they bring them home, and everybody'd still die at 60. And that's because you can't bake a cake with one ingredient, can you, ladies? Now, let's say your grandma sent you her favorite recipe for an Asian food cake. And you got the gold medal flour, like she said, and you got the C&H sugar, like she said, and you put in the right Land O'Lakes butter, pure dairy butter, cream, 100% cream butter, and you got the vanilla extract. You put everything in there, except you don't like eggs because you're going to be a vegan and you left the eggs out. Would you have your grandma's angel food cake? The answer is no. You might have an angel food crepe. It'd be an eighth of an inch thick and taste like sawdust, but you wouldn't have grandma's angel food cake. The same thing is true for the 90 essential nutrients and 100,000 auric points a day. So if all you're doing is taking the 100,000 auric points and you don't have anything else, the odds of you living to be 100 and health away is zero. Because just taking the antioxidants in themselves without the 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids, you're still way short of the nutrients you need to reach your genetic potential. Antioxidants alone won't save you. I can see by your faces, you're all staring at me like a deer in the headlight with your eyes as big as coffee cup saucers. Like, oh my God, we never thought of that. I mean, I eat Brazil nuts and maki juice. Well, it's not enough.